Hello, folks. Welcome back. It's Shakespeare time, don't you know? Oh, yes. If you are looking for Charles Dickens or Jane Austen, I'm afraid you've taken a wrong turn. This is William Shakespeare, greatest writer on the planet ever throughout the whole of the history of the world. So there. If you don't agree with that, then there's nothing I can do about it, obviously. But let me tell you, Shakespeare is the greatest writer that England has ever had or ever will have. And I have to say, even all these modern writers that have their books instantly turned into a movie, well, even these people are pretty rubbish compared to Shakespeare. Okay, well, with that said, we have to move on. Time is of the essence. Oh, how much more doth beauty something seems. You know what, Pilar, I think I've read this one. Can I do a different one? It just sounds so familiar. I don't know. I think we've had a technical problem, folks. Oh, dear. How embarrassing. You see, Pilar, I'm just wondering, would it be sort of unprofessional to just continue going? No, I don't know. Let's do a different one. This one. Oh, this is nice. Being your slave, what should I do but tend upon the hours and times of your desire? I have no precious time at all to spend, nor services to do till you require. Nor dare I chide the world without end hour. Got no idea what the word chide means, by the way. If you do, please write in. Help me out. I don't know what the word means. Whilst I, my sovereign, watch the clock for you, nor think the bitterness of absence sour. When you have bid your servant once adieu, nor dare a question my jealous thought. Where you may be, or your affairs suppose, but like a sad slave, stay and think of naught, save where you are, how happy you make those. So true, a fool is love, that in your will, though you do anything, he thinks no ill. Do you think I sound like the ghost from Scrooge? A little bit, yes. Okay, never mind. This is the English programme.